Hello, welcome to the first Sunday special on This Rad Life with Christoph Heinen. It's very interesting for me to see how this podcast is evolving already. Because it kind of started, I was trying to think, like, what's this thing even about? So I was going to make it about creativity, and then it kind of turned out, got all into running, and then I was, like, into chaos magic. And I guess I'm really very interested in all kinds of things, and somehow this happens in my life where it all sometimes will tend to merge into A Course in Miracles. It's like, The Course of Miracles is like the best thing because it's the ticket out of misery. It's a ticket out of like the prison, the matrix, right? It's the way out of the matrix. And I think that's what we're all looking for, is a way out of the matrix. We're all looking through whatever we do. Like if we get really into a certain spiritual teaching, if we get into, you know, a certain exercise, something that's really passionate, or we're like really about going outside and going into nature and climbing mountains, it's like we're all looking for freedom. We're all looking to be free from our suffering and like guilt and shame and worry and anxiety. And so we try to find things that give us that sense of freedom, like watching movies on Netflix or doing drugs or going hiking or having a family. It's like we're always looking for some freedom. And The Course of Miracles, in my experience, through everything I've tried in my life, The Course of Miracles is like the best master key. It's like the computer chip. It's like the blue pill. It's the way out. It's like the manual to unlock your mind, because all this suffering and misery is happening in the mind, right? So when you get to a lesson like today's lesson, lesson four, these thoughts do not mean anything. It's just like, oh yeah, of course, this is how the Course of Miracles works. Get these little nuggets, these little revelations, these little aha moments where you're like, oh man, that's profound. That could change my life right now. You know, we can be sitting here with everything going good, you know, seemingly in the outside world, like there's gas in the truck and there's food in the fridge and it's warm enough, you're not freezing, kids are happy and healthy. But then one thought can creep in, like, one thought of fear, like, oh, what am I going to do about this bill? Or, oh, what that person thinks about me. They're going to tell something bad about me to other people, and I'm going to be the laughingstock, and oh, shame, guilt. It's like one little thought can creep in, literally screw up your whole day. It can even, more than your whole day, it can launch you into depression for months or years, or make you want to kill yourself. I mean, God, like one thought can start a whole avalanche of similar thoughts that just do not mean anything. But we think we do because we give them all the meaning they have, which is what the first, you know, lessons are in the course. You know, everything, I give everything all the meaning it has. Everything I see in this room, I give all the meaning it has. And it's just like with the thoughts, that thought about what that person's going to think about me, I give that all the meaning it has. It doesn't mean anything. And so I just find myself so amazed when a little nugget pops through out of the course and I actually understand it. And it's like a game changer. Like going through my day to day with this lesson, what fun to look at the thoughts that arise and be like, that thought doesn't mean anything. And I can have so much more energy, so much more freedom, I imagine, to, you know, just enjoy like simple things, like a cup of coffee and enjoy the sun and to enjoy just being, because I'm reminded that I don't have to and don't need to give these thoughts all this weight and all this importance and all this meaning. It's just like so liberating. And I do, I feel a bit like jumping from the rooftops and shouting hallelujah. That's like sort of, that's what I feel about the Course of Miracles. I'm so excited about it and I'm so ecstatic about it. I just want to share it, right? And by sharing it, I feel really good. So, you know, it's really not about whether other people are listening or whether other people like what I'm saying. It's just, I'm answering a call to share, you know, what works for me. And this Course in Miracles is just like the most amazing gift to humanity. I feel so honored to have found it. I feel honored to be able to have the capacity to share it with people. And the other thing that I wanted to share in today's Sunday special is the song that came through this morning as I was reading, you know, after I did the lesson. I thought, well, last night I got really baked. I got really high. I love smoking herb. And I got really high and I wrote a song for lesson three. And I recorded it on my iPhone and it's pretty cool. And then this morning it's just like I did the lesson and my hand just like instinctively just moved to my guitar and I picked it up and this song just came through. It's really simple, but you know, when I put a song to a lesson, the lesson sticks, right? I'll have that song in my head. It'll pop up in a day and I'll remember it. And it really helps. So I'm including that song in this podcast. It's going to come after I stop talking. And, you know, maybe it'll stick in your head too. And even if you're not doing the course, like even if you're on lesson 240, or maybe even if you're not even into the lessons or haven't even gotten in the Course of Miracles, like this lesson is so profound. It can just be applied anywhere, you know, any time of the day. You can remember, man, my thoughts don't mean anything. I don't have to get overly excited or attached. I don't have to get overly depressed about anything, because ultimately these thoughts don't mean anything. They're just thoughts. It's just language. It's just conditioned regurgitation, really. So yeah, just since I actually recorded an entire episode already, I think twice, and it got deleted somehow. So plus I really want to go snowshoeing, and I'm kind of getting fidgety. I've been sitting around all morning, haven't really gotten up, and I want to get my truck packed up and put my snowshoes in there and go up to the mountains and just tromp around and enjoy nature today on this beautiful Sunday as I watch my thoughts not meaning anything, so I can just like enjoy them, even the bad ones, just like, haha, you don't mean anything. That's entertaining. It's kind of like interesting art, you know, thoughts. Anyway, I hope you all have a really great day. I'm going to be making another episode sometime later in the week. I was thinking Fridays for a while, and now I'm thinking, you know, it's just going to happen when it happens at this point. But the more podcasts I do, the better it gets, the more fun I have. I'm really enjoying building up a body of work and seeing the views. I'm really appreciating the fact that there's already like 400 plus views on my podcast. Like, whoa, who are you people? Where are you come from? Like, I want to know. Yeah. So along that line, now I am doing these selfishly for myself because I really get how toxic and poisonous people pleasing is, and doing things to impress people always backfires and never helps. So I'm not making these podcasts to like get famous or to make money or to like impress any of you all. I'm doing it because it just feels really right to me. And when I make a podcast, man, my day is golden. Like my whole week feels golden because I've like expressed, you know, I've made something. I've put something together and I've shared it. And it's just like with writing, like when I put it together, it just feels so right to get my 1,000 words in the morning or my morning pages or whatever. So it really doesn't, it's not about getting likes. It's not about getting reviews. At the same time, interaction and dialogue feeds this artistic expression, and it helps it grow. So if you're enjoying this, and if you're listening to this, you know, I've never subscribed to anything where someone on the YouTube channel or the podcast says, make sure to subscribe to my channel. Make sure to write a review. No, I never do that. I only subscribe when I actually like something. I think I already talked about this before. Anyway, I'm saying it again. Yeah, so don't subscribe unless you like it. And if you like it, you know you're going to want to keep getting these podcasts, so subscribe. But write a review or send me a message or whatever. Email me, click on the website link or whatever it is. And, like, you know, come on the show. Talk to me. Or tell me who you are. Or just, like, if I get some idea of who you are, I think that could it's just like food. It's like a fertilizer for the art. You know, it makes it more interactive. It's like art really is an interactive thing. Any band is a good band because of the fans, right? Any kind of art, it's a community project. It's like the people who are enjoying the art are also participating in it. So yeah, I mean, just like hit subscribe so I know that you guys are out there. And send me a message if you got a little bit of time or if you have any questions. I'm totally glad to make an episode about it and to riff on it because this is fun for me. So, had a lot of coffee this morning. I'm ready to get up and move around. And these thoughts do not mean anything. All the best, guys. Have a great day.
These thoughts do not mean anything. They are like the things I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place. These thoughts do not mean anything. They are like the things I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place. These thoughts do not mean anything. They are like the things I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place. These thoughts do not mean anything. They are like the things I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place. These thoughts do not mean anything. No, they don't. They are like the things I see in this room, on the street, from this window, in this place.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.